Blog Talk Radio.
Guys are well. We are broadcasting live. It is January the 9th, 2018. Guys, I'm still trying to get used to it. We're in a new year, man. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the new year. Guys, you catch me every Friday and Saturday night. I'm serving up drinks. All right, but it's BYOB too. So if you want some liquor, bring your own, bring your bottle. It's on Fridays and Saturday nights at the Paradise Entertainment Center, and it's on South Georgia. All right, it's the old Paradise. It's got a lot of history when it comes to music, guys. We're doing concerts, parties, you name it. It's the place to be if you're in the M, okay? South Memphis, what's up? And so, anyway, shout out to Paradise. Come see me on Fridays and Saturday nights. We have a great time. Hey, we have great music in the bar. Everything is, the vibe is good and everything. So come see me. Let me serve you up some drinks. Hey, we can have some conversation because we talk about all kinds of stuff. You know, it's basically like the Cheers, you know, but we talk about all kinds of stuff, all kinds of topics. We laugh a lot. We joke a lot. And all of that. So we have a great time. Sometimes, hey, the music's so good, we're getting up and we're dancing. So come and visit with me on Fridays and Saturday nights, okay? And now I would like to welcome the crew. First, I want to say that I just have two ladies on the air with me today. And we're going to be talking about some trending topics. I'm going to be trying some different things. You're going to see everybody. It's 2018, so, you know, we're moving into a different direction. I'm excited about the direction that we're moving in. And, you know, a couple of, well, a little while back, but it was in 2017, you know, I tried to do the visual back to the audio because the visual wasn't giving me what I exactly wanted. Well, hold on, okay, because 2018, hey, will let you know at least this, that I am going back. So ready for that most death. That was my time, guys. You know, when you're busy and you're out and you're doing things and stuff and then you forget. You didn't make dinner, you know. I didn't put it in a crock pot. I didn't do anything. So that was my timer for me to take some stuff out and make sure that it gets out so it'll be dry and it'll be perfecto. Anyway, I would welcome to the show, Sister Esther Rain. How are you?
Hello, Shay. And hello, children of the Most High. I am so excited to be here every weekend. Well, the weekend is it? But right after the weekend, I'll change that up. I am always, always excited when you ask me to be on the show with you. It's something that I enjoy, and I just love the listeners, and I thank you again. And I thank the listeners. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
All right, sister. And as always, it is a joy to have you on the air. You may not know it, but you're funny. And you keep it lively, and I feed off your energy. So I am so happy every week when we get together, because you're going to say something enlightening, and I'm going to laugh about it or something. But you're going to say something.
Oh, well, thank you, Shay. You know, I don't even know what I be talking about. Sometimes I just be running my mouth, and people tell me that I say stuff, and I don't even know what I be saying. I just be talking to people.
Well, I thank the Lord that you be talking to people, because I be getting some stuff when you be talking. And I be listening. I do.
Oh, well, good, baby. Maybe I need to record this. I can send it.
You might.
Yeah, you could. I could. You could, I could. Do we? Oh, what am I? Okay, we're going to talk about that after the show. That's some business. I want to talk to you about that. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
We can do that. And you just have to set the ring. Now, you guys are very, very familiar with this lady, and I love her. I can come up with another saying for that one, you know? But anyway, she's like a mother. A mother that's another mother. The coochie queen. All right, that brings us our coochie news like no other.
Well, thank you, Shay. I am so happy to be back. I have visited with family. I have traveled. I have enjoyed the holidays. Me and my husband, my partner, we got busy. We brought in the jungle with the eggnog and everything. Oh, it was gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yes, gorgeous. Oh, we had so much fun. We went to the beach and everything. It was such a wonderful time. I'm so glad that I have a person like you that I work with. Oh, well, thank you, Gucci. That was sweet. I appreciate that. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you gave me the time off to be able to enjoy the holiday. I feel rushing back. And so we were able to really take time, decompress, and release some things. Yeah, you know, release some things. You know, you gotta keep it hot and spicy. So we released some things, and now I'm back here at work, refreshed and rejuvenated, and ready to bring you some relationship in your coaching new. All right, well, we are so glad to have you back. Me and sister, we've been holding it down, though. We've been holding it down. Well, that's just wonderful. And I never doubted you, ladies, not once. Oh, I know. You know what? And we never doubted that you would have a hell of a vacation either. Oh, yes, we did. Oh, yes, we did. Yes. Oh, my God. We're not going to talk about that on there. I might bring some kitchen news, relationship news, this over the holidays. My honey did. All right. That sounds good. Where did you go exactly, Coochie? Well, we went visiting family in North Carolina. You know, if you're familiar with my story, you know I have family in Arkansas and in North Carolina because my family was sold several times. And so I went and saw the family in North Carolina, and we head through Arkansas, and then we hit the beach.
Really? What beach did you go to? Well, you know, we all like Florida water, people. So, yes, we went to Florida.
Oh, yeah, yes.
But we had a lot of fun. And that was important. Because you need to laugh as a couple. And that's what we did. And it was beautiful.
Oh, it sounds beautiful.
It was. Yes, it was. Well, that's awesome.
I'm so happy that everybody had fun over the holidays and stuff and just had a wonderful time. We have been able to catch up. So finally, we have been able to catch up. And I know you and your sister probably been talking, but, you know, I hadn't talked to you. So it's good to know you and your hubby had an awesome holiday.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
Well, good, good. Now, we're going to take a little break with some music. Because, you know, I want to kind of bring music in to kind of, you know, set the tone. Because this is a new year. I'm doing some things a little different. You know, I'm kind of feeling out the energy, you know, which direction I should go exactly when it comes to airing. But I know that we'll be going visual.
I do know that.
Now you know that. So anyway, we're going to take a little break. Because I've been on a little thing since the new year. Because, you know, you always, like, search yourself out, you know, coming the holidays and things. You're sharing, you know, your time, people that you love. And, you know, and you're just kind of, you know, reevaluating your whole year and going back over things and everything. And you're setting goals in place and, you know, and your strategy for that year, you know, because you want every year to be a better year, you know. And so I got, you know. For those of you all that know me, know that I do my little music thing. I'll have either my music playing in my home at all times. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I'll turn it down low, you know. But it's just some certain things you can just play and it sets the mood, you know. And it gets you in the realm that you want to be, the environment that you want to be, you know, and flow that you want to flow. Through your life, you know, and mind and thoughts and all of that, you know. And so it's important, you know, to get the right vibe around. And so it's some songs that I have, you know, and I love music, but, you know, music, it has a message. And so I always, you know, use music just to kind of just meditate, just use it to think, you know, because I always look at lyrics, you know, what is a song saying? You know, my children taught me that they don't pay attention to the lyrics. They just hear a beat. You know, that's it. You know, they got that beat. They don't know what anybody's saying. They forgive the sound. It sounds a little weird to me. But anyway, so I've been on my little vibe thing. One is a certain music that I've been kind of, you know, feeling. And I just kind of want to share some of that in between sessions. And so then we're going to come back to the song. We're going to come into some trending news. Because, guys, it's some funny stuff that's trending. It's all kinds of stuff that's trending. And so, anyway, we're going to come back with some trending news. But here, you may have seen her. Oh, my gosh. She was on a night show. She was on a night talk show. I can't remember which night talk show she was on. I remember seeing her on there. But anyway, this is Tasha Cobbs Leonard featuring Nicki Minaj, I'm Getting Ready. And it's an awesome song, guys. So anyway, check it out. I'll be back.
Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. kick their feet out the door. God's doing a new thing, yeah. Get ready for overflow, 'cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life, say
I'm getting ready.
Oh, oh, something I've never seen. Say I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready.
Oh, oh, something I've never seen. Say it again. I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready.
Something I've never seen. Let's say it together.
That parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice and Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. 'Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Every turn that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. God's doing a new thing. Get ready for overflow. You've been waiting. You've been praying. You've been pressing. You've been fasting. God's doing a new thing. Get ready for overflow. I'm getting ready to see. Something I've never seen. Oh, I'm getting ready to see.
Yeah.
Oh, something I've never seen.
Oh, baby. Yes, Lord. Oh, baby. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, that's one song.
It's Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Nicki Minaj. They came together and did a song. You know, Nicki Minaj is a huge hip hop artist, and Tasha Cobbs Leonard is a rising huge gospel artist. So they've come together. And they made that.
Child, they did that, honey. I felt the Lord on that song. Well, I did too, Shay. I mean, you know, I was praying to myself.
Yeah, it's a powerful song, man. This is a song that I've been meditating on, and you know, you always got to feed your mind and your thought life, you know, the right thing. And so, you know, I always use music to do that sometimes, you know. For this, we're not sounding clear. I guess I'll be making a phone call to Cindy concerning this issue. I pay too much, but I pay too much now. Okay? We basically be high speed now. Okay? High speed. Now, let's do some trendy news. Now, H&M, Funky Hoodie, sparked outrage for racist image. H&M is under fire and social media backlash for a hoodie that said coolest monkey in the jungle, which is sold in the UK market. And it was due to being a little black boy. And I can't say he was black. He was black. It's almost like they did a casting for the black boy that looked closest to a monkey. If he was a mixed child with curly hair, with that sweatshirt on, I don't think y'all probably would have got no backlash. But y'all look at the picture, ladies. What do y'all think?
Well, I see a little Caesar in him. You know, for Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Coochie. Well, I agree that if he was mixed, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say tagline. But yeah,
I see it. Yeah, I was saying the same thing. But H&M did apologize, and they removed the item. So, you know, a lot of people on Twitter and social media are saying they're going to be boycotting. They'll never spend their money there again. You know, but you know how we boycotted this, though, right?
We're going to see.
Well, you know, it's a get that picture, girl. I'm glad they took it down. Yeah, I'm glad that they took it down, too. You know, they won't take it down. They don't want it to affect their sales. You know, so they'll take it down. And it was in the UK. So. Okay, so then we got some food chain beefs going on. KFC and McDonald's. Yeah, they are having some beef. Exactly. Well, the food chain's robbery is basically mocking the commander-in-chief's tweet to Kim Jong-un about the nuclear button. You remember that story? Well, this happened with their UK and Ireland Twitter account. KFC saying that their burger was bigger. And it sat on his desk. And then McDonald's responds, Ronald. And he says, I have a bigger burger at all times on my desk. It's funny. And then KFC says, his is bigger because it's a meal in a box, not just a burger. It said, you big shoe, red nose, regime, it comes with gravy too. Hashtag nuclear button. And they didn't say if Ronald responded back. So what do you guys think about that? Now, you're talking about chicken and burgers. I mean, you know, they have chicken nuggets and chicken sandwiches. But, you know, you compare the two. But I think it's kind of funny to say my burger's bigger than yours. What do you think?
Well, this is Sensreen. I think that it's just like, well, we used to call it back in the day, a pissing contest. You know, see who could piss the farthest. That's what it sounds like to me. I'll eat at neither one of them.
So, they need squash, squash the beef. Making up their size. Coochie, what do you think? Well,
well, Shay, it has to, you have to say it. It's got to be some ego. And
all right, so this is just the night of technical difficulties. Xfinity, I'm gonna be calling you tomorrow. I'm disappointed, but anyway, so KFC doesn't even sell burgers. So don't even eat at McDonald's or KFC. Says his ego. So anyway, aren't they located sometimes though in like the same gas station and stuff? It's not gonna be like those viral internet videos of KFC and McDonald's employees fighting in the gas station and stuff. Y'all, please don't let that be. Don't let that happen. Don't do that. No, if you don't have ownership in that, no, you better have some stock options. Don't do that. Don't be fighting over somebody else's shit. Okay, for real.
For real, honey. Stay It's like they don't eat. How you gonna compare burgers when one don't sell burgers?
Well, you can't compare burgers then. So that shows you how retarded the beef is. Anyway, this is trending though. So it's kind of funny. You know. All right, so trending. A Florida man calls 911 on himself for drunk driving.
What? He got up on what himself?
Yeah, on New Year's Eve, Michael Lester called 911 and told him he was drunk and know where he was. More technical difficulties. I don't really know what's going on. But anyway, if it is, you're going to have a, hey, you're going to have an ear tomorrow. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to go to a song, and then because I'm just going to take a break and see if I can get a better connection and see what's going on so that it will be in clarity. And so anyway, I'm going to play this next song that I'm meditating on. It's called Good News by Vanessa Bell Armstrong. It's a gospel song also. Guys, music really does speak to you. So listen to what the words are saying, and hey, get them in you. I'll be right back.
Yeah. know some of y'all came here with some problems tonight, but I came to tell you, all you gotta do is give it to the Lord. I don't care what you left your house or in your car with. If you learn how to pray, it said man ought to always pray and not faint. I dare you to get up on your feet and say, next to somebody and you don't know what they've been going through, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus, woo, I'm about to have church right by myself. Is that all right? I want you to lift your voice and talk to the person next to you and guarantee them that prayer.
I did some bad things over the holidays, so I need this. I love you, ladies. Song's also been playing. But in more training news, a woman's goof up. Osana Zaharo. Seems like every time I begin to communicate with you guys, I get a bad signal in my internet. It was clear the music was playing. Now I'm having technical difficulties. So it's like somebody playing with my internet. Could that be serious, bro? Could that be happening? Anyway, so a woman, anyway, by a goof up, won or got a lottery ticket worth $5 million that she didn't even intend to purchase. Disappointed by the purchase, she used it as a bookmark for a couple of weeks. Then she realized that was the luckiest decision of her life. This mother of two from New Jersey was shopping in Manhattan when she picked up a scratch-off. She was accidentally given a $10 set-for-life ticket. Skeptical at first, because she said, "I never win anything. I was sure the ticket was fake." This is how, and anyway, she ended up winning it, scratching it off. And so she is a winning the $5 million, and they're going to be paying her over a period of 20 years, 19 annual payments of $260,000. And she'll net $172,000 and one additional payment of $60,000. And she'll get that $39,000 of that. Okay, that's what you got there with you. Thank you for the rest of her life. So anyway, what a lucky woman, huh?
I bet she didn't even mean all of this. She's still up here. What? That was one good goof up. I need a goof up with that in my life.
I need one too.
Yes, I think we all need a goof up like that.
Yes.
For the rest of your life.
I know. And see, I don't really gamble. Every once in a while, I might say, okay, give me a dollar ticket. I ain't never bought no $10 one, though. I ain't gonna even lie. If I go to the casino, I play the quarter machine, you know. Well, penny machine, that's what I do. I think it's the penny machine. But, yeah, I don't really gamble. Every once in a while, I may sit at the blackjack table if it's a $5 table. Then I might do that. But I don't really gamble. But I like to go to casinos. So I like to eat the food. And then you can drink.
Well, yeah, I like to go. And I like the slot machines. I always play slot machines. It's a group of ladies of us. We take the bus down. And we go play the slot machines. And we play pretty good. You know? But that's just like how we spend time and have fun. And I do scratch off. I enjoy doing the scratch off. And I don't know none of $5. Because, you know, it's like you're going to win.
Because, you know, and we have a blast.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so she was lucky, man. She is set like a mother of two boys from New Jersey. So congrats on that goof up of a lottery ticket. Next trending news. Oh, gosh, you guys have to hear this. And I really want to cover this story before we run out of time because we're almost out of time. Okay, so United Airlines flight 895 from Chicago to Hong Kong was diverted to Alaska after a man pooped in the bathroom and tried to flush his shirt down it. He was accused of messing up two toilets, lavatories, and he was taken to a hospital for a mental evaluation. They didn't relate it to terrorism, but, you know, what is what?
I'm speechless. But, I mean, I guess that explains why they took him to the mental hospital. You got to be mental. Two toilets. What you eat? Was it diarrhea? What? I ain't never had diarrhea in the air.
Well, you know, since I ain't never had diarrhea in the air. You know, I'm having a little nauseous, you know, but I'm going to take like something to relax me out and sleep. It is who does that? I can't say that's hilarious. Who does it? Like, who does it? You don't go to all the barrels and take a dump. You you don't walk up the plane from the front, from the root to the tooth, as they would say.
Oh, I remember root to the tooth.
He did. He did it. But anyway, they didn't suspect that it was terrorism. They just said it was mental. On the rise. I'd say for years. But we see it. We see it now more. You know, and mental illness is on the rise. That's why I meditate. I keep my sanity. Okay. Golden Globes. Did you all see that? Oprah Winfrey. I've watched her as a little girl. She got the Cecil B. DeMille Award. She joined Meryl Streep, Steven Spielberg, and Sophia Loren. All great, 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 great writers and actresses and so much more, singers and everything. And among a great group of people. He so passionately, I don't know if you guys got to see the speech, but you guys can definitely YouTube it. And it has gone viral. I have a technical difficulty standing up. See, I'm going to have to do that because I can't even hear myself. I'm going to have to do this whole show over again. No difficulties. And this is very, very important. I definitely want to make sure that you guys can hear it. Because Oprah really made a statement to the world. And you could tell that she felt what she was saying. Because what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And that speech went viral. And she was speaking passionately about women and the plight that they go through and the importance of standing up. And as speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power. Adding to that, she said, a new day is on the horizon for girls and women. And as a woman, I definitely relate, and I think all women relate to the plights that we have to go through and the things that we have to go through just for by being a woman. You know, I told you that 2018 is going to be a time of, you know, just revealing truth, you know. I mean, everything that's done in the dark is going to come to the light eventually anyway. And so 2018 is kind of leading up to that because of what was taking place in 2017 and stuff with the whole eclipse and the lunar eclipse that happened in place. And so you can go back. I recorded that episode. I think that episode was on YouTube. That's in my YouTube channel. You can go to there. And hear, you know, some of the things that about that solar eclipse and the meaning behind that. You know, it's also about healing. It's about new beginnings. And, but it's being your most authentic self at the same time. And so this is, this was a powerful message that touched the heart of the world. Men and women alike. It didn't tell men that he's a woman hater, but the majority of men, and they love the speech. It touched, I mean, I'm kind of stuttering right now because it was so powerful.
Yes, it was. We listened to it, and being an older woman, see, I've had to go through some things, and we were taught to be quiet. Don't say nothing. happen, but then it didn't happen. So it's a blessing to be in 2018, and finally, you can talk about those things that break you down and hurt you in the long run, because you didn't deal with it, and you didn't have a safe place to talk about it, and to share your experience. And now, coming out gives people a safe place, because that's what people need. To know that they have a safe place.
And you're exactly right. And I think that this stand that Oprah did lets a lot of women know. And she said that a new day is on the horizon. And they're saying 2018 is the year of the woman. And I believe it is. I really believe it is, because of what happened in 2017 and all of the assault and sexual harassment and sexual assault that came forth. Okay, bear with me. A little technical difficulties. We just have a few more minutes before the show is over. So hopefully Xfinity can clear up the connection for at least the last 3 minutes of the show. Celebrities are wearing all black and staring women. And hey, clap for the celebrities standing up and using their platform to deal with this issue, because it's major. And the world wants Oprah for president. I don't think it's a bad idea. If, you know, if a reality star can be president, then hey, a talk show host, philanthropist, she can be president too. I mean, you know, anybody can be president now. You know, anybody can. So the door is open, you know. And I think, you know, and I think Ronald Reagan, because he was like an actor. I think, I'm not sure if any other president was an actor. But I know Ronald Reagan was. And so he kind of was the first one to kind of open up the door for Hollywood to be able to run for president. So, you know. But anyway, that is all of our news for tonight. And, you know, we were having some technical difficulties. I probably will reiterate some things again. You know, I may do a short episode tomorrow. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, I might bring some good news tomorrow, because I'm getting ready.
That was so shady. You were using patterns of the sound, Craig. That's fun.
Yeah, that's right, man. You quit.
Quick, quit. You quit.
That's good. All right, ladies. So, thank you so much. And, Coach, do you have any final words?
Well, you know, make sure that you have someone that will love and respect you. Respect. And if they don't, pull the deuces up and walk out the door. And then blow a kiss and say, bless you. And be done. You cannot have a healthy, lasting anything, mutual respect, and most definitely communication. So if you don't have that, let it go and get it, because God wants you to have it. I am your Coochie Queen with your relationship and your Coochie News. And until next time, take care of the Coochie.
I love that when you say, take care of the Coochie. I like that. That's funny to me.
Well, thank you.
Okay, sister, do you have any last words?
Well, I just thank you, everybody. We're coming into a new year. You got to keep your mind right. Keep your mind right. Regardless of distractions. Keep your mind right. You've got the power. Ain't nobody got no power over you. You got power. And it's in your hands. Keep your mind going. And I'm so sensitive. Thank you. Praise the Lord and be blessed.
All right. And there's the crew. And we send our love to Ming Ling. She's going to be back with us. And until next time, live more, love more, laugh more. And if nobody's told you that they love you today, we're telling you that we love you.
We love you.
We love you. Yes, we do. And so make sure you talk, follow the show. Make sure you follow the show. And I'm having a little technical difficulty. This is why I'm like, you know, I'm not the way that I'm probably sounding tonight. Because a lot of strange things are happening tonight while I'm not on the air. You know, I don't know. But that's the joy of your life. You never know what's going to happen. But the show must go on. And then the words of H&M. What? Don't stop no show. Of H&M. One monkey don't stop no show. So we went on and did a whole hour, regardless of the technical difficulty. So follow the show and we'll see you next week. And motivate somebody. We're going with some good news.
About the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, prayer is the answer. There is no doubt. Folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer and service won't hurt, y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you.
came here with some problems tonight. But I came to tell you, all you gotta do is give it to the Lord. I don't care what you left your house or in your car with. If you learn how to pray, it said men ought to always pray and not faint. I dare you to get up on your feet and say, next to somebody and you don't know what they've been going through, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus, woo, I'm about to have church right by myself. Is that all right? I want you to lift your voice and talk to the person next to you and guarantee them that